On this episode, two ways to refine your edging practice.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. Before we talk about a couple of ways to refine and improve and get more out of your edging practice, a reminder to you guys, and I remind myself of this as well, because we need to remind ourselves of the important things often, and that is that physical training is absolutely critical in our lives. It's critical in our lives as human beings, and I believe it's especially critical in our lives as men. We need to be strong and capable. Physical strength also leads to mental and inner strength. It's very, very important. And what I really want to remind us all of is a fundamental fact that I think sometimes we shy away from. I think especially people who are earlier on in the fitness journey shy away from this. And that is that what making progress and further gains, whatever that looks like, really comes down to is it comes down to going harder. Go harder. We need to be willing to push more into discomfort, deeper into that discomfort, more often, and be okay doing that. Pushing harder, that's what it really comes down to. We can talk about different ways of training, different training tools, and all of these nuances of physical training, right? All the different ways that you can move and train your body. But what making progress with our physical training really comes down to is it comes down to continually pushing ourselves harder. So let us all go out there today and in the coming days and push hard. Get uncomfortable. I guarantee you can train harder than you're training right now. I can train harder than I'm training right now. We can always go harder and do more. And it doesn't always mean taking more time. Usually it means pushing to more discomfort, pushing to a higher energy level, just going harder in the moment. It's that difference of the last few reps versus all the rest. Whether it's sprints, it's kettlebells, it's lifting, it's running, it's whatever it is. It's the stuff towards the end. That's the only stuff that really matters, right? All of the reps before you really start to get tired and it starts to get hard, that's just to get you to that point. That's the price you pay to get to the point where we then get to make a choice. How much harder do I push? Now that I'm faced with this opportunity of growth, it's hard, it hurts, it's uncomfortable, but this is where growth is. How deep into that can we push? The more deeply into that we push, the more progress we're going to make. You've got to just be fucking hard and do the work. Just get after it, man. Get after it. So let's talk about two ways to refine and improve your edging practice. I hope that the majority of you guys do have a healthy, mindful edging practice, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But I think for the majority of guys and the majority of circumstances, other than brief periods of time, it is a very good idea for us to have a healthy edging practice. So I hope that's something that is part of your life. We need to lay the groundwork very quickly for those of you guys who are new to the show, especially, which if you are, by the way, welcome. Thanks for checking out the show. Make sure and hit follow or subscribe. The groundwork that we need to lay when it comes to edging is, number one, the way that we talk about edging, the way that I talk about it, always means no porn. Always, 100% of the time. Porn has no place in our lives. Wherever you are in the journey to get rid of that, I understand it can be a challenge, right? So have compassion with yourself, have patience, keep stepping forward, keep making progress. It's gonna be maybe a two steps forward, one step back kind of journey, as a lot of journeys are. But the end goal and the end result that I've seen in a lot of guys' lives that works out by far the best is to completely eliminate porn from our lives. So most of you guys, I'm sure, are on board with the fact that this is the way that I approach things and that we as a tribe approach things is that porn has no place in our life. So when we talk about edging, we are talking about doing so without porn. And from there, of course, there's lots of nuances to how this can play out. The other really critical aspect is that it is edging, meaning we're not ejaculating, right? So no porn, no ejaculation. Within that, there is a broad range of nuanced ways that that can play out and that you can approach that. And they're going to pretty much be a good thing, right? If it doesn't involve porn and you're not ejaculating, now, yes, is it maybe not the best idea to get super deep in almost mental porn, right? Like that fantasy? Probably not, but there's a huge world of difference between that and actually looking at porn, right? So there's a lot of nuanced ways that we can improve it and approach it, but the two critical aspects that we have as a foundation are no porn and no ejaculation. But there's two ways that we can really refine this. The number one way is a major focus on relaxation. Relaxation. There's four things that we can focus on relaxing as part of this process: our mind, our body, our breathing, and our root muscle, or a Kegel muscle, or muscle, or PC muscle, or whatever you want to call it, your sex muscle, that root muscle, right? So mind, body, breathing, root muscle. The more that we can relax those things, the better your experience will be when it comes to your edging practice, and then when it comes to also translating that into sex. Because relaxation is what allows energy to flow. So while there are times when we may want to channel that energy and draw it up your spine and move it and harness it in that way, the bulk of the time, we want to be in a state of relaxation as much as possible. And there's many, many levels. There's a lot of depth to that relaxation. Wherever we are, we can always relax more. And the more that we can learn to relax those things, and the more that we can relax those things under higher energy and intensity level, the better things will go. So your mind, your body, your breathing, and your root muscle, as you're edging, focusing on maintaining a state of relaxation in those things. Now, with your body, obviously part of your body, whether you're edging or you're having sex, part of your body is going to be engaged, but we can also be engaged and actually moving in a relaxed way versus in a tense way, right? Certainly when it comes to our breathing, whatever we're doing from a physical engagement standpoint, we can be relaxed in our breathing, or we can be tense where we're short and holding our breath and doing all kinds of things like that. Our mind, we can be in a state of calm that might be something that you associate with a meditative kind of state. We can be in that kind of state talking, being engaged in life. We can have a calm inner state, so we can find that calm inner state during your edging practice as well. And then, of course, our root muscle. And the root muscle is absolutely key for you guys who are in a place where you're really struggling with premature ejaculation, relaxing your root muscle. I'm having a little bit of a hard time. You know, sometimes that shit happens. I'm not gonna re-record this. This is real life. So there you go. I'm having a little bit of a hard time talking, but we're moving forward. And relaxing that root muscle is absolutely key to avoiding premature ejaculation. Because what happens when you go over the edge when you don't want to, what happens is that root muscle squeezes without you intending to. What I call an involuntary squeeze, an involuntary Kegel, or an involuntary root squeeze. When that happens, that's what will take you over the edge. So the more that you can maintain a state of relaxation in that muscle, and especially the more that you can maintain a state of relaxation in that muscle as your arousal and energy levels increase, that's where the real key is. That's where the real key is to actually starting to move more energy, to starting to last a lot longer, to just tapping more deeply and powerfully into your sexual energy. A lot of it comes from maintaining a state of relaxation under higher arousal and energy levels. Because what most often happens to most guys, and man, I mean, I think about the way that all of these things played out for me early on in my journey, and man, I've been there with all of this stuff. And what usually happens from an energy and arousal standpoint is as that goes up, everything tenses up, right? The muscle tenses up, your breathing shortens and tenses up, your mind gets crazy, your body, all of these things sort of tense up. And the more that we tense up, the more we lose control. The more that we can maintain a state of relaxation, the more control we have, the more energy flows around, which is really important. So that is key number one, is approaching your edging practice with relaxation in mind. Now, yes, as you get to high energy and arousal levels, there is high energy and arousal there, but we can still be relaxed in those things, in our mind, in our body, in our breathing, and your root muscle. So practice relaxation, and especially practice being very intentional about finding kind of the spot where you start to lose that. And depending on where you are on the journey, that's going to be in different places, right? For some guys, it might be that arousal level of 5 or 6, you start to kind of lose control of that. And then your arousal level just skyrockets from there. And that's where you've kind of lost control of that relaxation. It may be that that doesn't happen for you until you're at a 9. It doesn't really matter. Find the point for you where you start to lose control of that relaxation. And that's where you work on. You work on getting close to that. And then, okay, intentionally maintaining a state of relaxation and then continuing to sort of stimulate and push into that higher energy and arousal level focused on maintaining a state of relaxation. The more you practice that, the better you're going to get at it. So focus on relaxation. The second thing is pushing your edges and practicing in an incremental way the things that challenge you. So a good example of this is something like the kind of stimulation or the kind of stroke that you're using. You probably have certain ways that you can do that where you feel more in control, certain ways that you can do that that would take you over the edge much faster, that seem much harder to control. And depending on our goals for our edging overall, or certainly for a particular edging session, it may be that if your prime goal is not necessarily to make progress as far as lasting longer, translating it to sex, sort of stepping forward in your edging practice, if your prime goal in that session is just to harness the energy, which is a fine goal to have, then you would probably want to and be fine with dialing back the stimulation, only using the kinds of stimulation that you really have good control over. And you might avoid the kinds of stimulation that you don't have as good of control over, right? But if you're wanting to sort of get better at those kind of skills, at that control, at being able to control and tolerate those different types of stimulation, if you're wanting to get better at that, and if you're wanting to translate it into sex, then it makes sense to sort of incrementally test yourself and practice those things. So what might that look like? That means maybe you have a particular kind of stroke, like an overhand stroke, that's more stimulating, right? That would be the basic thing to try here or to pay attention to, is sort of your typical kind of underhand stroke where your palm is facing up versus an overhand stroke where your palm is facing down. That overhand, most times for most guys, that overhand is going to be much more stimulating, much more stimulating. And it more closely approximates kind of this sort of stimulation that sex would be, right? Obviously, it's still your hand, but it's closer than an underhand. So it's much more stimulating. So what you could do in order to practice that is you get to a point where you're somewhat aroused, right? A 6 or a 7 or something like that. And you know that that kind of stroke is going to be really stimulating. You know that it really takes you up that arousal scale really quickly. So you get to that 6 or 7, and then you maintain your state of relaxation. You are very intentional about that, and then you switch to that overhand stroke that's more stimulating, and you maintain that state of relaxation. And gradually, incrementally, sort of testing yourself with those kind of things is where you can really make a lot of gains in being able to have much better control and much better control under a wider range of circumstances. I think that's one of the things that guys will sometimes run into in translating edging practice into having better sex, is that if your edging practice is very, very focused on a couple of very specific types of stimulation and avoiding these other kind of stimulation, these other types of stimulation that sort of push you harder, right? That are harder to control. If we're avoiding those and we're only dialed into the sort of standard stuff that we can control better, it doesn't translate to sex as well, because when you're having sex, number one, there's a lot more stimulation. And number two, it becomes more unpredictable, right? There's a lot, you get stimulated in ways that you just don't and can't replicate on your own. But the more that we can push into those challenging types of stimulation on your own, the more it's going to translate to sex. So those two keys, focus on relaxation. It sounds so simple. That's what most guys, most of us, all of us, almost anywhere on the journey, much of our progress comes from a greater focus on relaxation and a greater focus on being able to maintain a state of relaxation at our higher energy and arousal level, because then that energy actually flows, right? And then number two is actually push yourself. You know, kind of this is almost like if you guys play golf, I used to play a lot of golf. If you've been to a driving range, you'll see, if you go to enough driving ranges over time, you'll see a difference between two types of people at the driving range, right? There's the type of person who's actually kind of making progress and they're getting better and they're very intentionally sort of working on skills and testing things, right? And then the other type of person is the person who just goes and just bangs away at balls and just expects that if I just go and I hit a shit ton of balls, I'm going to get better, right? We don't automatically get better at something just by practicing it. It matters how we practice it. So these are two ways, a focus on relaxation and actually pushing and testing yourself in terms of the types of stimulation, in terms of how much stimulation you're giving at a given arousal level, right? So being able to stimulate more at a higher arousal level, testing ourselves and pushing ourselves incrementally with that. Those two ways are ways that we can really be getting better as opposed to just going through the reps, right? And of course, I think there's always so much value in letting a moment stand on its own and be pleasurable and enjoyable for what it is. It doesn't always need to be about progress, right? But if we are going to make progress, if we're going to get better, improve those skills, translate it into sex, all of that, it matters how we approach it. And those are two things, relaxation and really testing yourself, right? That will help you actually make progress and get better. So get out there, kick ass, work hard, man. We all can work harder. I say this absolutely to myself as much as I do to you. I know that if you guys are connected with me on social media, you see that I train hard. I train every day, right? I'm not coming from a place of just sitting on the couch. Like, I do train hard, but I also know we all of us, we can always push harder. So push harder, do the physical work, enjoy your edging practice, enjoy it. A reminder of that, right? It should be enjoyable. It's not all about progress and achieving something. We don't want to fall completely into that. It's good to talk about strategies. It's good to talk about improving and getting better. But just a reminder, when you're in the moment, focus on being in the moment, right? That's the number one thing we can do in every aspect of our life. So thank you for hanging with me as I fumble my way through some words. This is real life, man. Sending you guys good vibes. Thank you so much for being connected with me. I appreciate all of you guys. Go out, kick ass, and we'll talk to you soon.